The problem that we have now, just only the coaching.
With everything so far, there's nothing wrong there.
Where there seem to be problem is in the front line.
Fans say the craziest things. This is the Fan Reaction Show.
Good day and welcome to the Fan Reaction Show. With the transfer window open in the PSL, all eyes are focused on Kaizer Chiefs as the Glamour Boys need to sign an attacking player and more specifically an out-and-out striker. With Samir Nurkovic having been out with a lengthy injury, more responsibility has fallen onto Kama Biliat. And although the Zimbabwean has indeed been a great help from the attacking point of view, what happens if he gets an injury or a suspension? Bongani Zungu seems to be a top priority for Kaizer Chiefs this transfer window. Looking at the transfers that have happened already, TS Galaxy have signed Cape Town City midfielder Shane Roberts on a loan for the remainder of the season. Justin Shonga has agreed a short-term deal with Sekhukhune United following his return to Mzansi. And Ronwin Williams is on the radar of Mamelodi Sundowns and Orlando Pirates as the Bafana Bafana captain and shotstopper is looking for a new chapter. Tabo Nodada seems to be a hot favourite for the Buccaneers. Due to the transfer window being open, we thought it would be fitting to ask you, which signings have you been most pleased about so far and what signings do you want to happen? As usual, you sent your voice notes through and you didn't disappoint. I am your host Aiden and this is the Fan Reaction Show.
I think all of our players are fine. The problem that we have now is just only the coaching. Why they don't want to just give Atazwan for coaching?
I think signings, Engibona ngathi it can help. It is, I think it is can sign Victor Lutswalo from Royal AM. He's a good player, he's a good finisher. Because if you can check the previous games for Chiefs, they're struggling with a finish up. And since Samir Nurkovic is on injury, I think Chiefs is struggling on the striking department. I think Victor Lutswalo can make a huge difference if they can sign him. And also Ustebe from AmaZulu, he can make a huge difference in middle of the park, Kaizer Chiefs. He can make a lot of creativity. If you can check Cole Alexander and Nonange, they didn't make up. So I think Ustebe can make a huge difference in that department.
With everything so far, there's nothing wrong there. Everything is fine. He must just buy more players, that's all. They must buy some players, then Chiefs will be fine.
Player ni bona kuti Kaizer Chiefs inga sign is Bongani Zungu, player wa yazi bolo yabo. So uzo sinenda kakhulu kuti swi balance konke namakhaba nalela che yake khona yabo. Then futhi banike abafana babancane a chance kuti badlale badlale nabo yabo.
As transfer window ivuliwe, so I play engayijabulela kuti the first signing as I'm supporting Kaizer Chiefs. Ngajabulela kubona Bongani Zungu adlalela Kaizer Chiefs. Futhi Chiefs ibheke lo mfana lo adlala no Laila K adlalela Cape Town City. Namthanda uplayer the guy uyamaka on his strengths ma bambi bolo. Ngajabulela kubona la maplayer two then masiza kuthi team sibize bobani. Ngajabulela kubona uplayer like wakhe akhilizwe ahambe futhi nabani ukambule bamlune.
The reason why I am not responding to this is that most of the time I don't usually look outside for players if probably could need some changes. And yeah, if we yeke la leo dopa kui coach na kui management and whoever who is responsible for that. For now, mina, I am happy with the squad. And it ka loku once kutatwa manyama players, it means kuzo anchi swa manye la koyo, which it always pains me, mina, if ama players wetwa ya hanchi swa. Yeah, yes, I know kutumtu if akasa atlalga atle, akasa produce, we understand, akasa help, akasa ngedi team, ibe kwenye level, uye ahanjiswe, but mina ngiyenhlala ngithandaza ukuthi hayi laba abakhoyo abazimisele mdakaba badlale kahle uyabona, so that kungalokho kujongwa ngaphandle okokoko. So hayi, as I said, kuthi hayi I'm happy mina nge-squad esikhoyo, unless abo coach and technical team ayikho happy ke.
Mina bengathola nangingathanda if ngathola uSthebe from AmaZulu, uye player engibonayo ukuthi so far udlala kahle kwamaZulu, engazwisha ukuthi simqedo ku team yethu.
I would say Katlego o tla disa the guy. I so far mina ngimbona is a big deal. Yeah, for Kaizer Chiefs, he can take it somewhere.
I would like to see Stebe from AmaZulu to Blessie from Stellenbosch and Victor Lutswalo, first priority. Victor Lutswalo to beef up our upfront. We can't rely on Nukovic and Castro. Yeah. We need to beef up upfront. So I would like to see Stebe to Blessie and Victor Lutswalo. Please, Naturena.
This window period ingathi inga sign u Dupris and then isayine no Katlego o tla disa and then front line number 9 ingathi inga funela yena from outside because kahle ma striker wethu hayi mina angiboni longa pisana no Peter Shalulile but I wish bafune umuntu lo vuya ngaphandle ukuthi yena the striker sethu ngoba mawungazubheka manje akekho lo uzothula Peter Shalulile. Shalulile ukora week in and week out.
Kaizer Chiefs looks solid in the goalkeeping department. Their defense is good. We don't have problems there in the middle. The team is good. It's very solid. There are no problems there too. Where there seem to be problems is in the front line, you know, and that became evident. That became clear. In the absence of Leonardo Castro and now Samir Njukovic, where we had to rely more, where the team had to rely more on the services of Kamapiliat and Keegan Tolley. The biggest challenge will be when one of those two guys, Kamapiliat or Keegan Tolley, gets a long-term injury. Or is suspended. We are really going to be found wanting in the front. That is where we are going to be exposed. So the acquisition of this guy from Royal AM, Victor Lutswalo, will really help Kaizer Chiefs a lot, provided that his performance is not going to fade away when it happens that he joins Kaizer Chiefs. Should they really go the route of trying to acquire his services? So that, in my view, will be a great acquisition.
The Fan Reaction Show is a team effort driven by the following members of the Sokola Duma podcast team. The show is hosted, produced, and edited by Aidan Hewitt, and the graphics are provided by David Scullard. Brought to you by Sokola Duma.